yeah.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Prabowo Subianto and Saudi Crown Prince form Indonesia-Saudi Supreme Coordination Council. Indonesia records US$4.3 billion trade surplus in May 2025 with positive trend continues. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto held a bilateral meeting with the Crown Prince, who is also Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, on Wednesday, July 2, 2025, at the Al Salam Palace, Jeddah. In his statement in Jeddah on Thursday, President Prabowo stated that the meeting was very productive and resulted in a number of strategic agreements to strengthen relations between the two countries. One of them was the formation of the Supreme Coordination Council between Indonesia and Saudi Arabia.
I believe it was very productive. We agreed to enhance cooperation. We have just established the Supreme Coordination Council between the Saudi and Indonesian side. We agreed to strengthen all forms of cooperation across all sectors. So I am very satisfied. Alhamdulillah, it was productive.
I think it is very productive. We agreed to increase cooperation. We should have formed the Supreme Coordination Council between Saudi and Indonesia. We agreed to increase all cooperation in all fields, so I am very satisfied. Thank God it is productive. God willing, we will see an increase in cooperation between us and Saudi Arabia and many geopolitical issues. We have the same vision. The Indonesian head of state said that the two countries are committed to increasing cooperation in various sectors as a whole. Quoting Antara's report, when the two delivered a joint statement at the Al Salam Palace, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Wednesday, President Prabowo Subianto directly invited Prince Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud to visit Indonesia. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto met with the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman Al Salam Palace in Jeddah on July 2, 2025. In a statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday morning, President Prabowo said that both countries agreed on enhancing cooperation across various sectors.
I believe it was very productive. We agreed to enhance cooperation. We have just established the Supreme Coordination Council between the Saudi and Indonesian side. We agreed to strengthen all forms of cooperation across all sectors. So I am very satisfied. Alhamdulillah, it was productive.
This bilateral meeting also marked the first session of Indonesia-Saudi Arabia Supreme Coordination Council. The council is a high-level bilateral mechanism led directly by the head of government, aimed at aligning strategic interests and strengthening coordination between the two nations. According to Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the visit is also resulted in several business-to-business agreements worth a total of $27 billion. Indonesian Minister of Trade Budi Santoso announced that Indonesia's trade balance in May 2025 recorded a surplus of US$4.3 billion. He delivered this statement in Jakarta on Wednesday. The figure marked a sharp increase from April's surplus of only US$0.16 billion, and extend the country's positive trade trend for 61 consecutive months. The surplus was driven primarily by non-oil and gas trade, especially with the key partners such as United States, India, and the Philippines. The minister stated Indonesia exports grew by nearly 90 commodities such as precious metals, nickel, and crude palm oil. The gas exports accounting for over 84% of total shipments, the minister emphasized that this performance reflects the resilience of Indonesia's trade sector and government's continued commitment to strengthening value-added exports. The Indonesian government is implementing major reforms in the business licensing system. This step aims to accelerate investment realization, which is targeted to reach 13,000 trillion rupiah over the next 5 years, while also supporting the national economy growth target of 8%. On his statement on Thursday, Deputy Minister of Investment and Downstream Industry, head of the Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, Todo Tua Pasaribu, said one of the key breakthroughs in new regulation is the adoption of the concept where a business license is considered automatically granted if no response is received from the authorities with a certain time frame.
Kalau investornya udah siap mau masuk,
if the investor is ready and wants to proceed, we issue the license immediately. The basic requirements will be verified through post audit. The government must take breakthrough steps to provide fast services. Moving forward, this is the reform we really need to implement.
Kita lakukan reformasi terhadap ini.
This reform also strengthened the OSS system through data consolidation and integration across ministries and government institutions, including the financial sector. The government hopes that these changes will offer legal certainty and real ease of doing business for entrepreneurs across Indonesia. Commission First of Indonesian House of Representatives, together with Minister of Defense Syafri Samsudin and the military, held closed working meeting at the Parliament Building in Jakarta on Wednesday. They discussed the current geopolitical situation, Indonesia's defense framework, as well as strategic policies and budgetary administration. After the meeting, Minister Syafri stated that
the main conclusion of the discussion was that the defense sector, in this case, the Ministry of Defense and the military, will heighten national vigilance by continuing to strengthen the military by using the Trisula Nusantara philosophy. This Trisula refers to the three main branches, the Army, Navy, and Air Force.
Minister Syafri added that the need for primary weapons defense system for the three branches of the military will be met optimally without restrictions. This is in the line with Indonesia's independent and active foreign policy, which is non-aligned and therefore imposes no limitation on the procurement and defense equipment. The government will continue to facilitate the needs of operation users and force developers within the military in order to enhance the capabilities on the Army, Navy, and Air Force. The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, expressed its collaboration for the implementation and also appreciation for the implementation of the Mentari program, a collaboration between Indonesia and UK governments in supporting the energy transition in Indonesia. The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, in collaboration with the British government, collaborates in the Low Carbon Energy Program towards Indonesia's low carbon energy transition, or Mentari. Since its inception in 2020, Mentari has provided support to develop policies, renewable energy projects, and investment with inclusive practices to realize just energy in transition in Indonesia. In the Mentari Day, encouraging a just and inclusive energy transition through the UK-Indonesia's Partnerships Forum in Jakarta, Secretary General of the Indonesian Ministry on Thursday of the Energy and Mineral Resources, Dadan Kustiana, expressed his appreciation for the various achievements obtained by the Mentari over the past 5 years that can be improved in the second phase for the next 5 years.
The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, in collaboration with the British government, collaborates in the Low Carbon Energy Program towards Indonesia's Low Carbon Energy Transition, or Mentari. Since its inception in 2020, Mentari has provided support to develop policies, renewable energy projects, and investments with inclusive practices to realize a just energy transition in Indonesia. In the Mentari Day, encouraging a just and inclusive energy transition through the UK-Indonesia Partnership Forum in Jakarta, Thursday, Secretary General of the Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Dadan Kusdiana, expressed his appreciation for the various achievements obtained by the Mentari program over the past 5 years that can be improved in the second phase for the next 5 years.
Kita berterima kasih kepada semua, termasuk kepada diri sendiri bahwa kita sudah berhasil.
We thank everyone, including ourselves, that we have succeeded in working together for 5 years, for the first phase with such long results that have had a lot of impact, and we look forward to the second. God willing, with the first experience, the result will be at least 2. The first will be bigger and the second will be faster. The Mentari Day Forum is a wrap up and closing of the first phase of the Mentari program from 2020 to 2025. It is a low carbon energy partnership between Indonesia and the UK and has produced a number of concrete programs. They include a blueprint of communal off-grid management by village-owned enterprises, utilization of the trust fund framework that has been formed, and development of learning tools. The forum is also a bridge to Mentari Phase 2, strengthening the partnership between the UK and Indonesia and showcasing it as a successful international collaboration model for an inclusive and sustainable energy transition.
The Mentari Day Forum is a wrap-up and closing in the first phase of Mentari program from 2020 to 2025. It is a low-carbon energy partnership between Indonesia and the UK and has produced a number of concrete programs. The forum is also a bridge to Mentari Phase 2, strengthening the partnership between the UK and Indonesia, and for showcasing it is as a successful international collaboration model for an inclusive and sustainable energy transition. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Now, today's commentary.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary. And today it's on Indonesia-Saudi Arabia signed Supreme Coordination Council minutes of meeting. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto held a high-level bilateral meeting with the Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud, at the Al Salam Palace, Jeddah, during a state visit to Saudi Arabia Wednesday, July the 2nd. This meeting is a strategic step in relations between the two countries through the Supreme Coordination Council platform, an agency formed to enhance cooperation between Indonesia and Saudi Arabia in all fields. In the bilateral meeting, the two leaders highlighted the strong economic relations that have been established and emphasized the importance of expanding cooperation in priority sectors. In the past 5 years, the trade value between Indonesia and Saudi Arabia has reached around $31.5 billion, making Saudi Arabia Indonesia's main trading partner in the region. The two countries emphasized the importance of increasing trade volume, visits between public and private sector officials, and holding regular business forums through the Saudi-Indonesian Business Council. Both parties also appreciated the positive results of the free trade agreement negotiations between Indonesia and the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC countries, in September 2024 and February 2025, and hoped that the agreement could be completed soon. President Prabowo and Prince Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud welcomed the great opportunities offered by both Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030 and Indonesia's Golden Vision 2045, which can be utilized together to strengthen cross-sector cooperation and accelerate the economic transformation of each country. In the bilateral meeting, the two leaders also held the inaugural meeting of the Supreme Coordination Council and signed the minutes of the Indonesia-Saudi Arabia meeting. One of the contents is the agreement on the governance of the Supreme Coordination Council, which will become an institutional reference framework and will then be coordinated by the foreign ministers of both countries. The signing of the minutes of meeting is a monumental achievement that confirms Indonesia's position as one of Saudi Arabia's strategic partners in the Southeast Asian region. That was commentary.
Bersinar cahaya Nusantara. barisan para petarung bangsa.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak. As one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta, Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Voice of Indonesia.
menengahi akar yang hampir mati. Sepi, aku butuh sepi. Mencari cara penuhi rongga hati. Sesatnya jiwa yang kosong, ku harus apa? Ku jalan sendiri hadapi semua beratku di bumi. Sepi, mencari cara penuhi rongga hati. Oh, sesatnya jiwa yang kosong, ku harus apa?
Today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Lake Laukawar, located at the foot of Mount Sinabung in Kuta Gugung Village, Namanteran District, Karo Regency, North Sumatra Province, Indonesia. The lake is surrounded by mountains and covered with tropical rainforest timber trees. This area is lesser ecosystem area with an altitude of about 2,400 meters above sea level, with a distance of about 70 kilometers from downtown of North Sumatra Province. You will find the atmosphere of a cool climate with temperatures from 16 to 17 degrees Celsius, so that this area is classified as fertile. The scenery around the lake is very beautiful. The water is calm and clear. Before the eruption of Mount Sinabung in 2011, the lake was covered with orchids, which made the scenery more stunning. Along the lake's edge lies a 3-hectare area perfect for camping and overnight staying. Besides enjoying the lake, you can also engage in various activities. such as fishing, renting a boat, taking a boat ride, or rock climbing. Listener, the trip to Lake Laukawar is fun because it's presented with beautiful nature with lush green plants. Along the way, you will also pass by traditional Karo houses that are hundreds of years old in Lingga village. The name Kawar attached to Laukawar comes from a fertile village where the residents primarily engage in farming. As a result, the villagers always enjoy abundant harvest. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Setiap kisah lembar jalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta, menjadi teman baikku, kemudikan bahagia ataupun tempat terlindung bersama air mata.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Pulau Sangalaki. Di Pulau Sangalaki,
which means on Sangalaki Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy. The conversations took place between Chris, an Australian blogger, and the conversations officers on Sangalaki Island. Brau Regency is Kalimantan province. Chris tells us that he has never held a turtle before. Let's listen to their conversations.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly, and you can repeat it after me.
Waktu kecil. Waktu kecil.
Which means childhood.
Saya. Saya.
Which means I.
Hanya. Hanya.
Which means only.
Bisa bermain. Bisa bermain.
Which means can play.
Dengan. Dengan.
Which means with.
Penyu-penyuan. Penyu-penyuan.
Which means turtle toy.
Dari plastik. Dari plastik.
Which means from plastic.
Waktu kecil saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle.
Pulau Sangalaki. Pulau Sangalaki.
Which means Sangalaki Island.
Terkenal. Terkenal.
Which means famous.
Sebagai. Sebagai.
Which means as.
Tempat konservasi. Tempat konservasi.
Which means conservation site.
Penyu. Penyu.
Which means turtle.
Pengunjung. Pengunjung.
Which means visitor.
Anak-anak. Anak-anak.
Which means children.
Berinteraksi. Berinteraksi.
Which means to interact.
Tukik. Tukik.
Which means hatchlings.
Anak penyu. Anak penyu.
Which means turtle hatchlings.
Seru. Seru.
Which means fun. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle. In this statement, the word
penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
means a toy that resembles a turtle or simply a turtle toy. In Indonesian, to express the meaning of a toy that resembles or imitates a certain object, the word that expresses the object is repeated and given the suffix "an". For example,
mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan.
Which means a car toy or a toy that resembles a car. Now let's listen to the other examples, the words that mean imitations of object in other sentences.
Mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means car replicas or car toy.
Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan. Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan.
Which means children like to play with a car toy.
Rumah-rumahan, rumah-rumahan,
which means toy's house.
Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya. Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya.
Which means mom bought the toy's house for her daughter. Singalaki Island is located in Berau Regency, East Kalimantan Province. The 280-hectare island is home to hawkbills and green turtle conservations. The island is a habitat for hawkbill and green turtles because these turtle species favor sandy beaches as nesting sites that are free from sound and light sources and human presence. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu bunyuan dari plastik.
Listeners, that was this week's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Penyu-penyuan. Penyu-penyuan.
Which means turtle toys. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Pake Pake Kapa. The song is one of the most popular music tracks on TikTok. Since it was uploaded on YouTube in December 2023, the song has been played 3 million times until mid-2024. The song lyrics tell the story of someone who is falling in love with someone who looks so perfect. Her smile is unforgettable, making the viewer fantasize that the world belongs to her, and they will begin a relationship with their beloved soon. Well, listener, here is the song Pake Pake Kapa by Legi 483 with Alta Repto, Lepe, and Agung Black Zone. Happy listening!
Kopencu sapu mata ini dem tu sa tertarik. Saben tu lihat ko sa candu macam mudik-udik. Sa bolak-balik jalan su panik-panik. Eh, ya ko menarik dan harus sayang milik. Oh ada pake-pake kapa. Kau ku sempurna bikin sa terlena.
Ini sumpah, sumpah. gemetar lihat lo yang imut sampai sumpah. Kau bikin air yang sapunya tumpah-tumpah. Shit, tak kontak suta connect sading kau. Oh shit, yang bilang santra bisa dengan kau bah. Tempo sudah kalau kau pu hati songko. Kas jadi sading kau pu cinta
pada kau. Pandek apa? Kau sempurna bikin sat terlena.
Siapa puanak macam dari dulu tak bisa hilang dari benak. Harus duduk dulu diam sejenak. Kau sepikir-pikir cara baru cari dia puslat. Oh shit, pacar dia pun senyum tu bikin sakit bullshit. Tapi nyatanya sangat menjangkit. Tak bisa mau lupa ada Tuhan suluka. Sung layar sama aja tabrak muka.
Aduh, pele-pele mini siapa pu. Kau macam jape-jape sapu hati melepu. Dari jauh sasu pantau kau pu body si betu. Sepikiran kacau-kacau koi bikin belenggu. Asu, gasu, jangan lama-lama. Sasu jipen koi jadi tolong kau pun nama. Ternyata dari doyo kau manis bikin loyo. Kau kasih lulu hati sungguh mati songto loyo.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hey yo, it's not the end, it's just the beginning. Yo, okay, detak detik tirai mulai menutup panggung. Tanda skenario, weyo baru harus diusung. Lembaran kertas baru pun terbuka. Tirakan yang lama biarkan sang pena berlangkah. Kita pernah sebut itu kenangan tempo dulu. Tak juga hilang atau takkan pernah berlalu. Masa jaya putih biru atau abu-abu. Memori cinta-cinta aku dia dan kau.
Dia masuk di alam pikiran. Sekitarnya jadi ku dapat cinta masa sekolah yang pernah terjadi. That was the moment, a part of sweet memory. Kita membumi, melangkah berdua. Kita ciptakan hangat sebuah cerita. Mulai dewasa, cemburu dan bunga. Finally now, it's our time to make a history.
Bergegaslah kawan, ku sambut masa depan. Tetap berpegang tangan, saling berpelukan. Berikan senyuman untuk sebuah perpisahan. Kenanglah sahabat kita untuk selamanya.
Satu alasan kenapa kau rekam dalam memori. Satu cerita teringat di dalam hati. Karena kau berharga dalam hidupku teman. Untuk satu pijakan menuju masa depan. Sambut muka bersama, tawa bersama. Berpacu dalam prestasi. Hal yang biasa, satu persatu memori terekam. Di dalam api semangat yang semudah padam. Ku yakin kau pasti sama dengan diriku. Pernah berharap agar waktu ini tak berlalu. Kawan, kau tahu kan. Beri pupuk terbaik untuk bunga yang kau simpan.
Bergegaslah kawan, sambut masa depan. Tetap berpegang tangan, saling berpelukan. Berikan senyuman untuk sebuah perpisahan. Kenanglah sahabat kita untuk selamanya. Depan, tetap berpegang tangan dan saling berpelukan. Berikan senyuman untuk sebuah perpisahan. Kenanglah sahabat.
Bergegaslah kawan, sambut masa depan. Tetap berpegang tangan. Untuk selamanya. Bergegaslah kawan, sambut
Voice of Indonesia.
Kan ku raih masa depan ku yang cerah, walau badan menerjang ku tak berkurang.
Setiap langkah pasti punya tujuan, terjadi dengan atau tanpa bantuan. Langkah kakimu melesat atau tersandar, jalani karena dia kan jadi sahabat. Ketika niat raga sudah menjadi takdir, curang terdalammu akan segera berakhir. Bintang di ujung langit pasti akan gerai, lalui ombak yang tetap akan berbuih.
Sedari dulu ku bermimpi membelah langit, pecahkan labirin, ambil kesempatan di dalam sempit. Untuk nafas baru dalam waktu yang sedikit, untuk raga baru yang tak lelah menahan sakit. Untuk semangat yang masih mencoba untuk bangkit, untuk ratusan peluh yang mengalir di atas kulit. Yakin ku bisa raih mimpi di ujung langit. Menari lepas dengan keadaan kaki terjepit.
Ku raih masa depan ku yang cerah, walau badai menerjang ku takkan menyerah.
Sambut dunia seiring realita kan ku jelang cita-cita. Setinggi langit angkasa lepas ku berkarya, berharap suatu saat berubah menjadi nyata. Keinginan, usaha, doa dan pengorbanan, tentukan pilihan, wujudkan masa depan. Bagai bumi merotasi tak pernah berhenti, bukan terus berlari gapai semua mimpi.
Masih ada cinta untuk bertahan, masih banyak semangat untuk wujudkan angan. Pasti kita pasti pasti bisa, pasti mampu, pasti kita bisa maju. Selama mentari terbit masih dari timur, selama nafasku masih menemani umur. Bukan raih mimpiku tinggi-tinggi, karena ku yakin akan be what I wanna be.
Ku raih masa depan ku yang cerah, walau badai menerjang ku takkan menyerah.
Akan pernah jadi ringan, maka jangan dibikin berat. 'Cause life must go on. Mari kita raih mimpi kita setinggi-tingginya. Genggam berat pegangan, kita berangkat sekarang.
Umur 12 tahun, cita-citaku ingin menjadi astronot, pemain sepak bola, cita-cita menjadi polisi.
Aku pasti bisa.
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 What you wanna be? Yeah. What I wanna be. What you wanna be. Never give up.
I think
think we both know. Just hold on, you keep going on. You and I, we've been through this phase, so be still and take your time. Nothing can stop us, nothing can stop us. Can stop us, no one can stop us.